Hi, this is Maggie.
This is Harriet.
And this is Chloe, and you're listening to...
After Girl Scouts, a podcast by Girl Scouts and for Girl Scouts, past, present, and future.
We are talking to former Girl Scouts to learn why Girl Scouts was meaningful to them.
And how being a Girl Scout influences them today.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to After Girl Scouts. I'm Harriet.
I'm Chloe.
And I'm Maggie.
Today we are excited to welcome Sarah Mim to the show.
She was a Girl Scout for 9 years in the 2000s.
Now she's an environmental engineer.
Welcome, Sarah, to After Girl Scouts. Please tell us a little bit about yourself, including how many years you were a Girl Scout, what level you ended out, and any awards you earned.
Yeah, so my name's Sarah. I am actually from a small town in Iowa called Norway. And I grew up there, and I had a pretty active Girl Scout troop. I was in Girl Scouts from, like, Brownie junior level all the way up through being a senior in high school. So I was pretty active through much of my school years. And then after high school, I was a camp counselor as well at various Girl Scout camps. Some awards I earned, I did earn my silver award, and I earned a gold award as well.
So what did you do for your silver award?
My silver award, we collected books around my community. So we had a public library, but they sometimes struggled to get other books. And so we collected books around town and throughout our schools. And we were able to provide them with another section of books, more for like young adults, like the young adult section type area.
What is your favorite Girl Scout memory?
My favorite Girl Scout memory would probably, I kind of have two. So, like I said, our troop was very active, and I just have a lot of memories in general of doing a lot of things with them. But definitely, I went to camp growing up almost every single year that I was a Girl Scout. And so being at camp and then being a camp counselor were definitely some of my favorite memories, especially tubing down the creek at Camp Tahigua. So those are a lot of fun and where I met a lot of my friends.
Was there any part of Girl Scouts that influenced your career?
Yes. Actually, two different kind of like sides to it. So as you said, I'm an environmental engineer. So the environment side, going to camp and doing all that stuff really helped like enhance my love for nature and wanting to keep the planet clean. And then my troop always did like sleepovers, and we always chose to go to the museums, like the science centers and everything like that. And so I really got into STEM that way as well. And so that's kind of where the engineering
for camp. What was your favorite part about camp?
My favorite part, we had a climbing tower with a zip line, and that was definitely, it was a lot of fun. That was my favorite part. That was my favorite activity. My other favorite part would just be like campfires and learning how to make camp food and just kind of being disconnected from everything.
What is something you learned in Girl Scouts that you couldn't have learned anywhere else?
I would say leadership is the main thing that I learned. Through all the activities that we did, you kind of always had to choose like a leader, or you got like a chance to be a leader. And then being a camp counselor, that definitely gave me the skills to become more of a leader. And so I don't think that those are skills that I could have learned at just like any job at like a grocery store or like a fast food restaurant or something like that. And I think it's really helped me grow in my career.
Why do you feel talking with us is important?
I think it's important to help you guys understand that Girl Scouts is an important part of growing up. It definitely influenced my life a lot. And I do like to share that with other people. And so being able to talk about it with a younger generation and showing you guys that like it did have an impact and that you can do great things because of Girl Scouts is great. And also showing like adults or your parents or teachers that you guys are invested in this and that you want to reach out and connect with others.
Is there anything you hope for the future of Girl Scouts?
I hope that it continues to stay around. I hope that camps continue to stay open because that was a big part of my life in Girl Scouts. So if anything, I think like just the balance between what you do for your badge projects and everything like that, plus being outside and in nature and enjoying that aspect as well.
Thank you, Sarah, for joining us today. How can our listeners get in contact with you?
Yeah, so you can connect with me on LinkedIn. You could also email me at sarah.mim12@gmail.com.
That was an interesting conversation. My favorite part would probably be when she did her Silver Award and she collected books for her library. I thought that was really cool.
Well, I thought that making a bridge for the Gold Award, that was pretty cool. Yeah, after we got off, we talked a little bit about her Gold Award, and she said that they learned how to lash, and they built a bridge over little ravines after they had a really bad flooding period, and I thought it was, and I think that was my favorite part because that's just so cool.
Like, also, I'm kind of excited about when she earned her silver and gold award, and I didn't really like the flooding period because the flooding period is not really good.
A good thing came from it.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you to all of our listeners. Please share this episode with your friends.
We thank you for all your support of this project and Girl Scouts.
Thanks for listening. Peace out, Girl Scouts.